Chapter 2. Murdering the Innocents. Thomas Gradgrind, sir, a man of realities, a man of facts and calculations, a man who proceeds upon the principle that 2 and 2 are 4 and nothing over, and who is not to be talked into allowing for anything over. Thomas Gradgrind, sir, peremptorily Thomas Gradgrind. With a rule and a pair of scales and the multiplication table always in his pocket, sir, ready to weigh and measure any parcel of human nature and tell you exactly what it comes to. It is a mere question of figures, a case of simple arithmetic. You might hope to get some other nonsensical belief into the head of George Gradgrind, or Augustus Gradgrind, or John Gradgrind, or Joseph Gradgrind. All suppositious non-existent persons, but into the head of Thomas Gradgrind, no, sir. In such terms, Mr. Gradgrind always mentally introduced himself, whether to his private circle of acquaintance or to the public in general. In such terms, no doubt, substituting the words boys and girls for sir, Thomas Gradgrind now presented Thomas Gradgrind to the little pitchers before him who were to be filled so full of facts. Indeed, as he eagerly